I do not know how you can operate in a modern IT world without a single source of truth that's accurate and reliable.
Welcome to another episode of Cloud Chat with Stefan and Matt. I'm your host, Stefan Stelter, joined by my co-host,
Matt Brown. Very nice to chat with you today, Stefan.
Likewise. Exciting. And I understand that you have a topic you'd like to discuss that's top of mind, CMDB or configuration management databases. What, why, where to, for, how so? Why has this come top of mind for you?
Well, and I think it's funny because when you say when people say a CMDB or a configuration managed database, I feel like the eyes go glazed over, and it's just like all they hear is like the Charlie Brown teachers going wah wah wah. So it's if I were to own the CMDB as a product or something, I would definitely rename it because it has so much bad baggage. But here's where I'd like to talk about it today, because there is a very practical goal here, and it's part of Management 101. The Management 101 really talks about, you know, you can't manage what you either don't understand, or you can't see, or you don't know what you have, right? And run the gamut, pick whatever you're trying to do. If you're going to be a good manager, you want to understand what resources you have. What's their state of readiness? And are they being used in the right places for the right priorities? And that's true no matter what. I mean, arguably, whether it's inventory of things you have to deliver or resources you're providing, a service, the health of the service, all those things become really clear. And I don't think anybody would argue that. Where I find it strange is I think IT, we kind of forget about that. And IT, when you look at the transactional nature of IT, it's kind of assumed that you know what's immediately in line in the tactical. But when you're looking at IT as an overall operations or an overall service provider, I think we all kind of suck at that piece of having that visibility, especially real time.
And I think what's interesting as you say that, as I ponder the challenge and why does a CMDB have a negative connotation in some contexts, and why do people's brains switch off in the IT space when they hear it? And you know, there's an ITIL context for it.
So there's another one, ITIL. Don't bore me with that kind of crap.
Well, and I think like why is that a painful comment? And it's I sense that in my conversations with customers anyway, like, boy, it sure would be nice if we could build a catalog of services internally and think about it in that sort of way. We don't have the time. We're too busy doing actual work, right? Like, I think that that's maybe a little bit sarcastic, maybe a little bit overstated, but I feel like that's some of the pain in the idea of it. In an ideal world, if I were living in an ivory tower and I could just, you know, make things wonderful, that's what I would do. Is that your context as well for why there's frustration around CMDB?
Certainly. And I think because, well, let's just briefly talk about the history of the CMDB and why maybe it needs a new name. But let's go back to the core of what you really need and why the CMDB still is that thing. It just has changed its colors a little bit. So the CMDB once upon a time was literally the hardware inventory of a data center and nothing more than that.
Yep.
And back in the day when application A sat on server B and network C, it was pretty fundamental. It was more of an asset management. The problem is when virtualization came around, it nobody knew how to keep that updated. And in most IT people's head, the CMDB is worthless because I can't make any decisions based on the information because it's not accurate. Yeah. And then we go to our tribal view of either tribal knowledge or what we know ourselves and try to make business decisions on there, and it just fails immensely. So kind of coming back then, so that's why there's baggage around the CMDB name, if that helps. Now, going back then though, there's still this gap. We all live, I don't care what size of an IT shop you're in, you live in a very dynamic, and I would argue to somewhat complex environment. Complex enough that it can't fit anybody's head, where everybody knows exactly what's running where and exactly what version everything is and exactly what patch level. It's impossible. So you need a repository of all that information. And to make it useful, it needs to be accurate. So you can make better decision on change, incident, strategic planning, life cycle planning, et cetera. I could do a good job in a very short summary explaining at least the need. And,
yes, and no, absolutely. Maybe... No, that's very helpful.
Well, so let me ask you a couple of questions. So I know, being a technologist, I know you've heard CMDB come up many different times. I would love to hear your, at least before we start having this conversation, what your initial impression is, or also too, your thoughts on how would an IT shop better manage their environments? What would be a good way to measure?
I think that struggle from my context has often been in the mid-market organization, where the desire to document is how can we do the minimal amount of documentation to make sure that it stays out of the way of doing the real work. When I start to think about the larger organizations, it starts to bring on architectural boards and conversations around how do we decide what technologies will allow in an organization or not allow in an organization. And it gets to a bit more of a big brothery approach to the overall system, and ways to prevent any changes from happening at all, which kind of makes configuration management a bit of a different challenge, I suppose. You can certainly see that the rate of change and the desire for being able to support a rapid pace of change makes the change management very critical, and configuration management in general important, and making sure that when you do things in the environment, you understand how it impacts other elements in the environment. There's so much interrelationship. And I do see this desire to have tools solve the problems. And I think we've seen that
magically.
Yes, in our careers. If you just buy this software package, you're suddenly compliant in a whole bunch of different ways. The encouraging thing is that to some extent, it is possible to implement SaaS-based tools or other offerings that can help you achieve the objective. And it's also increasingly common to find that the challenge is always in the details of the implementation. So you can have the best tool, but if you don't implement it rigorously, or you don't make smart decisions up front and outline them around the way that your organization works, it's not going to help you understand your configurations as they change any better than the way you've been doing it in the past. It'll just be a different thing that you're putting a band-aid on. So that's been my view of this space.
Well, it's interesting because, if I were, so building on what you're saying, if I were to think about IT shops in general, in my experience in IT shops, the vast majority of IT shops are incredibly transactional. And what I mean by that is we understand our daily business incredibly well. But when it becomes time to make change, and I'll argue it changes everything from managing the hardware lifecycle, everything that becomes a project. And then it takes an enormous amount of time to go and do because it's not built into the transactional day to day. And I think that's the rub. And I think that's where most people complain about IT is that, every time you approach IT, everything then becomes a project or everything becomes an activity and you can't get the answers as fast as you would like. And I think that illustrates a whole nother need in an IT world to have this single source of truth, to be able to understand any request and be able to respond as quick as possible because you do understand your environment so well, you do understand who's consuming so well, you do understand your services so well that you can respond even faster and more efficient to your customers. Does that?
Yep, absolutely.
And then we come into the, so kind of, I'm gonna go roll back now. Management 101. I can't manage when I don't understand or I don't know about my environment. I think we all will agree that that's key, right? If you were managing 100 people, imagine if you had real-time visibility to 100 people, knew when certain people were idle and you had the ability to move work around so dynamically, you could actually keep that full people at 80% capacity all the time, right? Wouldn't that be a wonderful world to live in, right? It's not possible to that extent, but machines are different, right? If I knew availability and have understanding the resources and could virtually move them around because I have that level of visibility, imagine how efficient we can be. And also if I had that level of visibility and I knew this component, which feeds into multiple other services, was on the verge of dying because of its age or its patch level, I could then become more proactive then to go and deal with it, as opposed to reacting to it once it failed. So there's a lot of reasons why an IT shop should have this single source of truth, this visibility into their entire virtual and physical environments, to become a more proactive service organization.
Yeah, it feels like there were different ways to try to keep track of these things. As you mentioned, it just struck me in the context of the asset management piece. And you just start to think about life cycle of hardware and, oh, when it reaches the end of its support term, where the vendor is no longer going to support the device, then I need to make sure I've got a plan to replace it. I want to know in advance of that. But then you start thinking, well, to what extent do we do that? Do we catalog mice and keyboards? Do we catalog monitors? Do we catalog desktops? You know, so obviously showing some of my HR, I don't know that anybody cares about any of that stuff anymore. It's an asset that almost the employee brings to the party for some of the resources within an organization. Certainly for us at NetApp in the field, there's an opportunity for you to bring your own device to leverage. But where do you draw the line? And am I just tagging assets here and managing assets, or am I doing something like, you get a paralysis from a management perspective if you're inspecting every
asset? You're right. Well, and I think to your point, you have to refine what is the single source of the truth going to govern, right? In an IT world, if we're a service world, we should understand the services. And this is why I don't like to even use idle, because that just has its own baggage too. But yeah. Reality. We're managing a service organization. We have consumers that are consuming. We need to understand what we're providing them, right? And we need to make sure we're doing a good job doing that. We need to be responsive in doing that. So you need some visibility there. So, and then that in lies will then craft out to what extent you monitor things, right? Now, I'm going to even say to some extent, and I'll challenge my peers out there, how long does it take you to understand how much capacity you have to even deliver the next thing in your transactional activity? How much work do you have to do to go make sure capacity exists?
If you're spending, you're not talking storage capacity, you're talking capacity in the IT context. It could be anything.
People, any resources. How long does it take you just to assess capacity to see if you can respond? In a lot of cases, it takes you almost as much time to understand that as it takes you to actually deliver once you understand you have it, right? And it's just too time consuming. And it's frustrating being at the end user. Imagine if you were standing in the virtual line to go get your hamburger at a restaurant, and that person behind the room had no visibility if they had enough hamburgers or cheese or french fries. And all of a sudden they would have to stop and run to their thing because they had no visibility to their inventory. How frustrating the customer would be. Well, that's IT almost every day, right? So you need that visibility. And you need that visibility in so many different ways, whether it's the supply chain and how you're delivering the service, the health and operations of the service itself. And I would say our expectations today, especially from the business, is that when I request something from IT, I just get it. I get a cost and I get a estimated delivery time. And it's not in weeks. It should be in hours, you know, minimally. So anyway, I think that kind of illustrates some of the need that we're talking about and kind of points out, you know, I think a big failure in a lot of IT organizations that don't have this visibility that they need.
Yeah, when I think about the conversations we've had around hybrid cloud in general, and you start to consider how IT it needs to compare itself and the services that it delivers to the next lowest cost competitor, which often is the cloud and can often be cheaper by some views. So it becomes interesting to consider how does that menu of offerings from the public cloud services impact what we ought to be thinking about in our configuration management databases and our service libraries as we think about resources and things that we ought to offer our customers or be aware of where our resource constraints are. Are those good measurements to use, good proxies to start with? Like, okay, if I think of my analogies to EC2 and I think of my analogies to cloud storage and networking capability, are those reasonable things? They obviously don't accommodate the human capital piece of, do I have availability of the people to turn wrenches and do the things that need to be done to make the magic happen? But curious on your
is that... Well, it's interesting because you're pointing out a couple. So now you're giving an illustration, which I think should be called out here too, of the delivery aspect. So why do people go to the cloud? They go to it because they can get the resources instantly and they know how much they cost. Big win, right? Great use case for a cloud because most other IT shops can't do that for them, right? But that's only part of the life cycle that we're dealing with, right? Because once you now consume it, now it needs to be managed. How long do you need it? Can it be shut off? Does the cost change over time? Does the elements of that service have to be updated because of newest, latest security concerns or patching or capability? So the delivery aspects of cloud solve a lot of the IT pain points. But then when you get into the ongoing life cycle of whatever the asset that you've delivered, now we still have a gap, right? You can go in the cloud and see what you're managing and get that snapshot in time. But until you do that, you don't have the visibility of that asset back to then we're living in a transactional world, living into the moment and waiting. You're waiting till a problem occurs before you actually go back and look at it. You have no capability of getting visibility to that until a problem actually occurs. And like back to the, what's the solution? A single source of truth, understanding where all these assets are, understanding where they're at in the life cycle, how the dynamics of the world have changed that could affect that asset. And at the end of the day, can the asset still deliver what its intent was? So I think you created a very good, at least a perspective, because I think there's a lot of perspectives here that a single source of truth solves.
Yes, for sure. And I appreciate the context. My brain goes into the delivery side. It must be the sales.
Me too.
Brain. But there's so many other facets of it. I'm curious if you've run into customer conversations recently where maybe CMDB topics have surfaced and what that conversation might've been like.
Well, it's interesting because it falls into the category of, to me, of afterthought, especially because I was formerly a delivery person, right? Delivery, my intent is to satisfy my customer. And then my end of my life cycle is the beginning of the support life cycle. So for me, support, security were somebody else's problem, right? My job is to deliver. It's other people's problem. Well, at the higher level, somebody needs to worry about that whole environment. So back to your question. So I get involved in the transactional discussions. I'm dealing with the delivery people or the applications people or the security people, all having a role to play in that life cycle, all trying to solve their piece of the puzzle. But then in solving that one piece, you always ask, because now the role I play now, I have a different perspective of things. I always ask, so where does that handoff occur? How does that person or that team or that organization understand that handoff? And you still get that somebody else's job, but then you go, well, at some point in time, it's going to come back to you and be interrupt work for you, right? So, and then that's the kind of conversations we have. So I've been talking to delivery people, they're concerned about the gas in the engine, understanding how much capacity they have to deliver and how fast and how high that quality is. But what happens is eventually at some point in time, the asset either ages out or becomes unuseful and it comes back into their lap and then it's treated as new work. So there's no life cycle managed with that. So then back to everything being a project. And then the complaint is, well, if everything is a project, it has a different way of then assembling, different ramp up time to be able to deliver. And it's not really a service. I don't know if that helps, but that's what I see in day to days. And then I see people trying to solve spot issues, right? I mean, specific issues. It's usually capacity first. You know, it takes me 2 weeks to understand what I have on the shelf. And by the time I deliver it, the expectation is different because consumption has already occurred and I really don't have an accurate number to manage. So they go, I need to solve that. I need more visibility to that. And then one thing begots another as you're going down that conversation. And again, not having that full spectrum, then it becomes a slow build to create this single source of truth and usually happening in multi different locations. So people aren't even doing it as a collective to solve the greater collective.
Yeah, which makes it sound like they're not doing it the same way, which makes it sound like it's going to have an Excel spreadsheet in one area. And
then they all sit down with their Excel spreadsheets and they're all off.
Yeah, columns are different. And
they're not collecting the same thing. Exactly.
But now, what advice would you give if somebody like needs to get started or really ought to, or is thinking, you know, do we have this? You know, how would they understand it as a IT practitioner inside of their org? what should we do now?
So a couple of things here, because I want to kind of pull everything I kind of rambled on together. So what are the needs? I need visibility to the assets as they are today. And then I need to understand how, to some extent, they're being used, who's consuming them, right? And understand some level of the priorities. But I also need to understand then the ability to have visibility to change those assets, right? Because change is constantly going on. New stuff's coming in, old stuff's going out. People are consuming. So the world, that dynamic nature of the assets are in a constant flux. So whether you're a storage person, whether you're an applications person, you all have different needs in terms of resources from that visibility. So steps. So I think you kind of have to agree and understand that, again, core to management 101 is visibility to everything you need to manage. So everybody has this basic need. So I think the first step is just to agree that you're going to have one place to store it all. And then the second piece is, well, now how are you going to update it? And I think that's where it starts getting tricky. And in that world, there are different levels of dynamic change. I would argue at the consumption level, that's probably the area of the slowest change that might sound surprising. And at the very base, at the other end, the fundamentals, the hardware, the physical stuff are probably the two things that change the least in our worlds today. The things that change the most is the virtual servers, virtual storage, the application usage, all those things are the virtual stuff that are very dynamic. Yeah. And then that becomes then the challenge of how do I keep that information updated?
And they seem to be getting more dynamic with microservices, right?
Which then gets back to, it enhances the conversation that we're talking about, the need to have this real-time visibility into these changing services.
I hate to go right to what feels like a product commercial in my head, but somehow I feel like Cloud Insights would be particularly useful in at least understanding what's going on in an environment. Am I thinking about that correctly? Or
spot on. I think you're spot on, because it has now, it can see everything. Now the challenge is, it is a moment in time, and the assumption then is that somebody's eyeballs are always on it. Let's be honest with you, that's not reality. Uh-huh. We have not really talked about product here, but let's talk a little bit about products and best in breed in industry. So ServiceNow, in my opinion, has developed the best platform to manage the business of IT. And a subset of that practice is IDOL, and a subset of that practice is this configuration management database. Again, I think it's a bad name. It's the single source of truth. And they have a very elegant structure and taxonomy about how to capture everything IT does, from the business need and how it's the service is fulfilling a business capability, all the way down to elements in the data center. They do a wonderful job. Their challenge is they're not experts in every single discipline. So in our world, they're not experts in the data space. And this is where NetApp comes in, and NetApp has a service, a SaaS service called Cloud Insights, that is an expert in not just NetApp technology, but all data technology. It's very broad and very deep categorically. So you can take the best of breed and take the power of insight, Cloud Insights, that can see all these elements and can actually see them dynamically. If you can automatically update the ServiceNow CMDB with this information, how powerful of a tool would that be for you? And then you can consume that visibility either in real time, through the transactional need to do change or lifecycle management, or even transactionally do incident management. You can rely that that data is accurate and complete. And I think it solves a huge gap. Now, you don't want to solve world hunger, so it obviously you would start to do this on areas of priority and focus of your services, but then you could easily expand and populate this out to the majority of IT or IT operations.
Sounds good. Awesome. I dig it. It's fascinating. I've said this before, and I've come to learn all of the power that ServiceNow offers. So much of my experience with ServiceNow has been around the ticketing side, from me generating help desk tickets on your team. So, to realize what it could provide as a service. And as we've had in conversations, this idea of what do you SaaSify, what do you treat as your core competencies, you know, maybe building out your own database environment to support the capture of tools is the not the most efficient use of your resources internally as an organization. Sassify that capability, leverage some of the taxonomy that's already there so you don't have to think it up yourself, and use a tool like ServiceNow or others to get you started on the right track. And then populate that with data from amazing tools that are cross-platform in nature, like Cloud Insights from NetApp.
Yeah. And yeah, I'd like to say too, because I don't think I made this as bold of a statement as I'm about to make. I do not know how you can operate in a modern IT world without a single source of truth that's accurate and reliable. You will find yourself stuck and stymied almost at every corner if you're relying on manually tracking information to make a business decision. That's not a healthy way of operating. I'm going to argue you're going to be dramatically reduced in your capabilities if you have to rely on transactional requests for information.
Yeah.
If you're in a situation where you can get this information dynamically and can make quick business decisions, whether it's change management, lifecycle management, use, avoiding security issues, you're going to have a much better opportunity to make your business more competitive and be a much greater asset to your business users as well as your external customers.
Fantastic point, Matt. hopefully those who are listening have made a CMDB the top of their priority list if they didn't already have that checked off on their to-do list. Sounds like a great reminder for those who are trying to prioritize things for their 2022 year. Thanks, Matt, for a great conversation. I'll look forward to the next one. If you enjoyed this content, please like and subscribe and post any comments or questions you have for Matt or for Stefan in the comments below. Thanks for your time.